Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Aileen Drexler, Jordana Abraham, and Sammy Sage. Before they were business partners, they were close friends who've known each other since elementary school.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
From their awkward middle school years to founding Betches and beyond, get to know the women who've been making us laugh since 2011.
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
This is At Betches.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
And I'm Sammy, and we're back today to talk about Britney Spears' engagement, the reason she deleted her Insta account. We'll also be recapping some of the highlights from the Met Gala, that is. But first, we're going to do a little bit of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Just a little, and we'll timestamp it. So if you don't watch it, which you should, because the season's great, you can fast forward.
Okay, wait. Also, did you watch Salt Lake City?
I watched the first episode. I haven't
there was
watched
only
the
one.
Second one yet.
There was only one.
I thought there was another one last night.
No, that was like that was like the never before seen episode.
Oh, then yes, I did watch it.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. Okay. Salt Lake City is going to be great. Let me just say that.
When does that air?
It airs on Sunday nights.
I'm annoyed because like I don't love Salt Lake City that much, like the series, that particular franchise, but obviously I want to watch for like the scandal. And it seems like obviously they caught you with like the big scandal, but it doesn't seem like it happens for 2 months into the filming.
No, that makes sense. So maybe we'll just have to get through like a little bit of boring filming, but then it'll get good. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, it was like the first part of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this year, where like the first part, the scandal was like the Sutton walking in on Crystal. It's like that seems like years ago.
Right.
Like no one's even mentioned that. It's so funny how they were like, this is going to be like our thing of the season. And then the Erica Jane thing happens and it's like, oh wow. Like you just think about how stupid the original plot they probably meant to do was.
Right. Well, now the drama is like they're picking on Garcelle.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I agree.
I feel like they clearly are picking on Garcelle too. And it's like a little annoying to watch because she's like pretty self-aware.
Right. I agree. I mean, she's right. Like they are clicky, like the five of or four of them. And then, you know, no one really, Kathy and Crystal don't really like welcome her that much. So.
Yeah, I think she has a point, but back to the main storyline.
Yeah. So Erica told the story last night about how Tom confronted a burglar and then had to go to the hospital and get a surgery. And then Erica's son went and checked on him. Unclear how he knew about the accident. Like,
well, someone told her and then I guess she couldn't go. So she sent her son.
Right. Who told her? Okay, maybe Tom told her. Whatever.
Does Tom not have a security system?
Like maybe alerts the maybe actual Teddy's police. Husband installed. yeah. So, and then her son, it was snowing in California.
That part didn't make. Okay. Here's what I don't understand
he
about
his car five times.
Right. Just like Tom did a while back. Here's what I don't
Tom
understand.
Tom drove
though.
Off a cliff, Jordana.
Oh, sorry. Tom drove off a cliff. Why make this? Can you tell? I mean, you're very up to date on the Erica legal drama. Like, is she setting the tone for something? Like, what is? I don't understand the reason that she would make it. I'm not saying it's true, but I'm just wondering, like, what the reason would be.
Okay, so like one reason is that she wants to like increase the case for him being like having dementia, and.
Why does that even do that?
Because like maybe he had a head injury from what the burglar did to him. That was what like Mauricio and PK were making fun of, like about the surgery.
Right.
Like, why would you not operate on his head because she like didn't want him to operate? Okay. I think the real reason is it's a technique that was prominent during the Trump administration, which is where you just like say a bunch of crazy shit. So that people like don't know how to get to the point, which is that she was fully aware that she that her money was being like her business was essentially being like funded with illicit means. And there were so many lawsuits and she was named in a lot of them before, even before Tom, you know, had his car crash 3 years. Like, this was like an ongoing thing.
She's just trying to distract everyone. You're saying.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Right.
It's like,
it just seems like a very weird
because now we're sitting here figuring out like what happened to Tom's car and his son and why the burglar, but no one's thinking about.
Like, why is Erica such a liar? I think is like the discussion. Like, it seems like she's a liar. Why is she lying so much?
Right. But the time that like we're talking about that is time that we're not looking back at like when there were various lawsuits and like, what was she named in? And
right.
I sent you a whole timeline, but I realized you were at a wedding when I sent it to you.
Oh, I do not remember seeing that. Okay. So I must have like forgotten that you sent it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or seen it and been like too drunk to process it and then forgot about it.
It's actually when you read the timeline, it makes like a lot of sense that she knew the whole time. And
Like, I mean, I'm sure she knew the whole time. She is smart, or at least like she's quick.
She's wily.
Yeah. Like, there's no way she wasn't like fine with this. I think like knew and was like fine. Even right. She wasn't like actively doing anything.
Right.
Like, or maybe she didn't know like the full extent, every single detail, but I think she knew like overarchingly that like something wasn't kosher.
Yes. Oh, speaking of kosher, it's Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Yom Kippur.
I apologize for any times that I've wronged you over the year.
I do the same. I apologize for being... I apologize for... Maybe I should say it off the podcast. Okay. That wasn't like the best episode in terms of like... being action packed, but it definitely like adds to the sketch of who she is and like what she's doing.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely seems to be spiraling. I was looking at our Bravo by Betches Instagram account this morning, which you guys should follow because it's very entertaining. And it was like posting all her tweets, I guess, about like after last night's episode. And like, she really just like, she's like trying to like troll everyone. Like, it just seems like a weird
reaction.
Because if she is so quick and wily, as you say, like, wouldn't she almost like know the right move to like not seem like such an asshole constantly?
Like, yeah, but I think with her, you have this like intersection. Like, she's smart, but she also has like no feelings. Like, if you like, I'm sure you've gone back and watched, like, she's like an ice. She's inherently cold, as PK said. She is
like, he feels vindicated.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he does. Like, she has this like shell that makes her unable to be vulnerable with anybody. And she is just,
maybe it's because she was hiding the secret for so many years about all of the money.
Yes, I believe that is part of it. Like,
she also gets like icier as the seasons go on, probably as she knows more, right?
I think this season is different than the past ones, but I don't think she was necessarily like more cold throughout the other seasons. Like, I think she stayed similar, like the same. What I kind of feel like she knew the whole time. Like, ever since he started like misallocating funds, I think she knew shortly thereafter that something was, as you say, not kosher. And right. Then like, as more things happened and she got subpoenaed in cases and he was served with more lawsuits, and like, she's not stupid. Like, you know what conversations your husband's having like sometimes.
Right. Well, yeah. And I also think like, this kind of thing doesn't happen overnight, where it's like one day Tom, who was just like a perfectly ethical, moral person, decided to like get this brilliant idea to like take, like, he's definitely been doing like probably smaller scale, shady, unethical things like his whole life that have been building up to this moment. It's like anything else. Like, no one starts with like, no serial killer just starts randomly killing a million people. I listen to a lot of true crime. It, like, you know what I mean? There's like a buildup. There's like, you try a little thing and then, oh, you get away with it. And then like,
right,
this works. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. She knew, I think you can't be married to someone for 20 years and like think that that's beyond their ability or like something they would do.
And she was the same. Like, she wanted this life. Mm. It's expensive to be her. She wanted that. Yeah. So I guess we'll find out more next week and the week after. And then the reunion, there's only, I think, 2 more episodes till the reunion.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the reunion. Probably more excited than I should be.
Same.
Nothing. What do I have more excited for the reunion than my upcoming wedding?
Right. Like, right. I know what you mean.
It'll require less work for me.
Yeah. And it's free.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to pay for the
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
So Britney Spears got engaged. We're ring twins. She got the same ring style as me. Just saying. And then she recently deactivated her Instagram. Or like, was it her? Do you feel like, okay, Britney on social media does make me think of like that saying that's like, you become the age you are when you became famous. Like, you're permanently that age, you know, that.
Oh yeah. That,
like, saying.
That's like a key part, I think, of how they like maintain the conservatorship, which is that she just like act young. Like,
right. I mean, on her Instagram, she does act young. Like, I would say like her social media behavior seems like that of like a little bit of a teenager.
Right. Like a teenager in the 90s though, not a teenager now.
Right. No, she's not like on TikTok. Like a teenager, like an adult who's stuck in a teen brain.
Yeah. She seems like she's stuck in like 1995. Like, it's at that age and at that like moment, you know?
Right.
But speaking of the ring, something that's weird is that like right after they got engaged, the company that I guess they got the ring from, I think it's called Forever Diamonds, came out with on a ring on their homepage called like the Britney. So like, it just seems really weird that like, was
think
this,
he got it for free.
Maybe.
Like, you think she paid for it?
Honestly, I feel like she would have gotten something bigger if she paid for it.
I don't think so, because I don't think she like cares about that. Like, nothing from her social media is like, Britney is like showing off all her wealth and like wants everyone to see how much money she has and like cares about like.
No, but she likes like really outfits. Like, she likes like, she does focus a lot on like her fashion on her Instagram account. So,
but
like,
she's like, oh, I got these bathing suits from Target. Like, aren't they great? Like, she's not like, oh, like, look at this. Like, she's also bag.
Like, she also like wasn't allowed to shop. Like, she wasn't.
I know,
like,
but I don't.
Here's the thing. She couldn't have bought it unless, like, she's still under the conservatorship. So I don't think she could have bought it unless someone said that's okay.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like.
I don't think she would want to buy it.
She did a pretty intense close up for someone who was not very proud and excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, you're. Even if you don't buy it, you're still really excited. I think she's excited about it. I think she's thrilled. Like, I'm thrilled for her. Like,
why do you think she deleted her Instagram?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I think there's something weird about it. Maybe she doesn't, maybe like her lawyer told her that like they're going to try to use like old posts or something against her. Although I'm sure they could get those anyway. I don't know. Maybe she wants a clean slate. Like, maybe it was just like, it came over her.
Maybe. I think there might be something else going on.
I think so too. We'll find out though. I do think we'll find out.
Yeah. Well, I hope Brittany has a very long, happy marriage to this guy. What does he do for a living?
He's like a backup dancer.
Brittany has a type. What's his name?
She does have a type.
Kevin Federline was also her backup dancer.
Well, there's also like, who is she like
around?
Who's she like around? Wait, we have to talk about how Octavia Spencer commented on her engagement, like, get a prenup.
I mean,
and then yeah. She apologized.
But also like, definitely get a prenup.
Oh, well, okay. Sam Asghari is now an actor. He's in Black Monday on Showtime. He was on Hacks on HBO Max for like 2 seconds. So I think I would call him an aspiring actor.
Okay. He's not as rich as Britney.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So I agree with Octavia Spencer. She said should get a prenup.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but I guess like if Britney's like still mentally 9, like I guess it's not as funny anymore.
Well, it's kind of like, I guess it brings you back to like the question of the conservatorship in the beginning, which is like, obviously Britney should have control of her own finances and her own life. But it's funny that Octavia Spencer is like saying like, if you seems like you're on the way to get your freedom, but like also make sure you like protect yourself.
Right. I mean, I think she was just being like snarky on the internet. Like she wanted to get picked up by comments by celebs type of thing. And you know, it did. And then I think she probably felt bad about it because like people were like, that's not nice.
I mean, why is it not nice? It's very true.
Because of Britney's like questionable mental state. Like, I think if she said it to like Blake Lively, it wouldn't be like.
Blake Lively should have a prenup too. I mean, maybe not.
Like, there's something about saying it to Britney Spears, who would not have, because you know, sure. Britney Spears does not have like control over her own legal situation. So it's like, it's just a dicey comment, but like right, yeah, a funny comment.
Yeah. I could see that. I wonder if Britney, so I feel like, do you think Britney like knows who Octavia Spencer is?
Yeah, I'm sure if she doesn't, someone explained it to her. I mean, she watches movies. Like she's allowed to watch movies. She's in Hollywood. Like I think she probably knows who Octavia Spencer is. Or she was told she's an actress. Like,
right. That's funny. I didn't know that, but probably a good thing for Britney to do, but I agree. Not nice to comment it like on their Instagram announcement post.
No, but that's what I mean, because it makes it funny.
I know, but it's like funny. It'd be funny if like a troll did it. It's like less funny if like Octavia Spencer did it. I guess it's more funny that Octavia Spencer did it, but it's also like meaner that Octavia Spencer did it because she's like a legitimate actress.
It's because it's Britney Spears, like, and because it's real, like,
totally. That's what makes it funny, but also more fucked up. Okay,
let's say she posted on like Mindy Kaling's engagement announcement. That would be like only that would be funny. Like
kind of. It would seem like almost kind of condescending if she posted on Mindy Kaling's.
No, I think it would be like only funny on Mindy Kaling's because like obviously Mindy Kaling knows to get like is thinking about that on her own. But right. Britney Spears has like all this stuff going on with like being controlled, not like, you know, but I think she meant it well. Like, I obviously think she meant the comment well. And I think it's a really funny comment.
I mean, it's good advice.
Brittany, I feel Brittany is on the up and up because she finally has a lawyer and someone like actually representing her and whose duty it is to like do right by her. So I have like more positive feelings about the direction things are going in for her.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens with Brittany's Instagram. We're not going to get many updates.
I know.
Unless she puts it back.
She might just like start again, start anew.
Yeah. What wedding marriage would this be? Third?
I think her third.
It was or maybe four.
Maybe
the guy she married for like a day in Vegas.
Yeah. Jason Alexander.
Kevin Federline. And then this guy, is that it?
I think that's it. She was engaged to Jason Trawick, I think. for a small.
Wasn't she engaged to like her agent or something?
That was Jason Trawick.
Oh, that's who that is.
Okay. Yeah. So this is her fourth or at least her third engagement, because I don't think she got engaged to Jason Alexander.
Oh, yeah. I think they just got married. You're right. Okay. Well, good luck to Brittany. I hope she comes back on the internet.
Me too.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Do you want to talk about the Met Gala?
Yeah. I have to say the Met Gala in general is like one of the least appealing things to me because I don't care about fashion.
Right.
And I don't like people with too much money make me a little uncomfortable. So I feel like those things are, the Met Gala is sort of like the apex of such a situation.
Right.
See, you know what I mean?
I never think that I care about the Met Gala until I start seeing all the outfits. And then I'm like, I can't not talk about my opinion on the outfit.
Well, that's why they do. That's why I guess they dress like that. That's why it's not just like another red carpet.
Right.
But the whole thing just seems so elitist. Like, why is it still happening? It's kind of crazy. I don't know.
It is. It's extremely elitist. And that's why there was such that controversy over AOC.
Right. I agreed with you. I saw what you wrote on your story. Like, I think it's like by showing up, first of all, it's like rude to show up to someone's party and then troll them. Right. It's like, you know what I mean? Like if you invited me to your wedding and then I spent the whole time like mocking, like how much you spent and like that you were so rich, you'd be like,
oh, you paid taxes on that?
Right. Yeah. Like, it's like rude, I think.
Right. It is rude. I also thought that the dress like was so ugly.
I think so many of that, to me, that was besides the point. Cause so many of the outfits are like Kim Kardashian's outfit was so beautiful.
No, because like she could have done what she did so much better. Like she could have made a statement and not had it be how it is. like not like this like ugly, almost like tampon looking situation.
Or she could have just like not. I'm trying to think like, what if she went and she didn't make a statement? What would the reaction be? She just went as like a regular guest and like wore a cute outfit.
I think that could have been fine because she's like a representative in New York. And like the Met is obviously a huge cultural institution in New York, which I think she was right. There are elected officials in New York who do go. And I think if she had just worn like a modest outfit, that could have been fine. Or she could have like, if she really wanted to make a statement, she could have done such a better statement.
Right.
Like even if the dress, and I'm obviously not a designer, but even if the dress just said like tax the rich in like fancy font, like I feel like that would have been like,
you're insulted by like the, how little care she put into the actual dress.
Like I'm insulted by the, like the dress and like how it comes across as like anachronistic rather than like in like effective. Like I don't find it to be, I don't think it was effective.
Right. Like and, what is it doing?
Right. Like maybe if she had like written like the name of like a bill she was going to introduce or like written the text of the bill, like there's so many things she could have done to make like a positive right. statement.
It almost just seemed like a press moment for her, like get people talking about her.
And it made, and like, here's the thing, like I wouldn't necessarily be like anti AOC going to the Met Gala, like no matter what, like I'm not from Fox News. Like, but now like what she did, I am anti, like, I don't like it. It was also the designer, not to like knock anyone. The designer's name is Aurora James, and she was the founder of the 15% pledge, which is really legit in terms of like, you know, inclusion and equality in the fashion industry. But she's dating Benjamin Bronfman, who's a billionaire. Like,
right.
Like, it's just like, it just all sort of, which is like, there's nothing wrong with her dating him, but like the way that it all just sort of like it feels not.
Yeah, I feel like overall it was like a miss. It reminded me of like in college when we were assholes and we wore like a shirt that said like talked about like how boring Cornell was.
Yeah.
To like slope day. It's like,
yeah, like you're just being an asshole.
Right. But we were like 21 and like,
yeah,
dumb.
Right.
Right. Not at the Met Gala. Imagine what we would have worn if we got invited to the Met Gala.
Right.
2011.
Right. Like we were just assholes. Like that was asshole. That was an assholy thing to do. Like it just is. And that is what she did. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was not a fan of that. I also feel like most people didn't even do the theme. Like you're supposed to wear American designers. The whole point was like America, and they all wore like, they didn't really. And then everyone's like Kendall Jenner. Like I said that about Kendall Jenner, and Kendall Jenner was like trying to channel like Audrey Hepburn, but it, in My Fair Lady, but it's like Audrey Hepburn's not American. The designer of the dress is not American.
The character is American though. Is she not?
I don't think so. My Fair Lady, like, is not.
Oh, My Fair Lady. I was thinking Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, Breakfast at Tiffany's is.
Breakfast at Tiffany's American. My Fair Lady is British, is it not?
It's British. Yeah, that's why I'm like so confused. Like, why? And then people were like DMing me, like, she's channeling My Fair Lady. It's like, what's American about that?
Yeah, it's very, I don't know. The Met Gala is just like, to me, such a like an antiquated, elitist thing that it reminds, like, I feel like it's next to go after the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Like, to me, it's just so,
I actually don't think it's gonna go anywhere.
I think it should. To me, it's just like, why does this still exist? Like, it's just so that rich people can like show off how like eccentric and rich they are, like, and everyone watches, and like why, especially amid like all the poverty in like,
right,
I guess, like, they have to
clear out the, yeah.
And the charity for it is like not even like a good charity.
It's which has like billions of dollars in its endowment.
Right. And it's like a museum. It's not like they're like giving money to like underprivileged youth. Like,
right. I think there's a lot of
make it a better charity, at least if you're going to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the charity is the Met. It's the Met Gala. Right.
But that's why I'm saying, like, even the fact that the charity is the Met is like so elitist in itself. Like, to have your charity be like a museum with billions of dollars of things that are probably like stolen from other countries or like, do you know what I mean?
They're also like raising money from, like, they're not raising money. They're like just getting people to pay for the gala. Like,
right. Which is probably very expensive to put on.
It's like $30,000 like, a seat. So that's
right. What's the margins that they're making on that, that wind up going to charity?
Well, they don't have to pay for the venue. So
yeah,
that's and they true. Probably have in-house catering.
Yeah. I'm for canceling the Met Gala and putting, and it, or if you want to keep it, turn it into the like ACLU gala or like, do you know what I mean?
Idea. I hadn't even thought about like the Met Gala as a thing we like could or should abolish. I'm like not anti it, but I do see why. Like, I do think that like it is just a bunch of like rich people giving to rich people's cause and like,
right.
Yeah.
I don't like the charity. I don't like the elitist nature of it. I just like, to me, it's just, I mean, it's so, I guess it's one of the more blatant, like,
it's like the Hunger Society Games
things.
It's like it looks like the Hunger Games in the Capitol.
Yeah. But like, haven't we evolved as a society
we have not.
And also, I don't know. I think it's kind of boring. It's like, okay, like, yeah, if you want to wear an outfit that gets like attention, like it's easy to just wear something crazy. Like, it's almost easier to do that than to wear something that's like insanely beautiful.
Right. The concept of it is not that amazing. It's literally a fashion show. Like,
it's like tacky formal.
But yeah, kind of. Right. New Met Gala is tacky formal.
It's very like the whole thing just screams like, I don't know. Like, ridiculous. Again, I tweeted about this, excess. Like the emperor's new clothes. Like, why are we like, who is thinking this is like high fashion? Like, who says it is? Like, it's all just seems so like,
well, that's like the question.
A little gross to me. Like, and they're all probably all doing drugs in the bathroom of the Met Gala to support the Met Gala. Like,
yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're totally right. I didn't think about like, oh, I could be a hater about the whole gala.
It's a whole new project.
Wow. I don't just have to hate individual outfits. I could hate the whole gala.
I mean, if I got invited, I'd probably go.
Yeah. That's
but
what I'm saying.
Like,
I'd go.
If I got invited, I would go, but that doesn't mean that
I don't know
it's
if
like,
they're going to invite us after this.
I don't think we will be invited ever.
I don't like,
in our lives. I just don't really see us making it to the guest list. I don't feel like that's our.
I mean, Alana Glazer was the host.
Really?
Yeah, of the live stream. So it's not like that crazy.
But was she invited or was she working?
I mean, everyone who. I mean, she's working and invited.
But she's like, she was invited as like the help.
Fair, but like I'd go as the help. Like I'd host it. I'll host it if you want. I'll host this elitist shit.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. It rubs me the wrong way. It happens every year. I forget that it's gonna happen, and then it happens, and then I'm like, this feels like a little uncomfortable, like gross feeling.
Right. Right. Yeah. I need to rethink my thoughts on the Met Gala.
Well,
do I hate it or do I like it?
Who knows?
Do we have any other thoughts on any outfits? They were all just like,
they're all like weird and like, there's a point. Like, I think it's so much easier to come up with like a weird outfit than again.
Well, like, it's interesting. Like, there's like three categories. There's like the nakeds, the covered up, like entirely. And then there's the like, normals, like the ones who are trying to like still dress normally, but while being in theme, like Amanda Gorman's a good example of this. Like she wore this like beautiful, like blue, Ramona blue, sparkly dress. And it felt very America without being like,
what do you think? What category do you think you would be in if you were invited?
I would be in the normals category for sure.
I think if I were invited as myself, I would be in the normals category. But if I were like someone people actually were looking at like their outfit, like if I were super famous, I might go for like a different one because
you definitely
like,
go in the this is like your, category.
This is like your press moment.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Right. I would go in the normals category and just try to wear a really amazing normal dress. Like, you know.
Normals for life.
Yeah. like Dan Levy is in the like covered up weirds category. Like he wore like a map. kind of.
Oh, or like the Kim
yeah, K. Kim is in, but Kim has done the nakeds.
Right. She's already been there, done that.
Right, right. There's also just like the heavy costume category, which is like, I don't know, Grimes with her. I guess she would be covered up. I don't know. There's like 3 or 4 categories.
Interesting.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Now it's time for the At Betches Game of the Week. This week's game is inspired by Britney's many high-profile relationships, and it's called Oops, I Dated It Again. To help lead us through the game, here's our producer, Jorge.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
So as Jordana said, this game is called Oops, I Dated It Again, and this is how it's going to work. I'm going to name 2 celebrities, and you're going to tell me which celebrity they both dated. So it's going to be like a connect the dots.
Okay.
And after that,
I like this.
There's going to be a bonus trivia question about that person. So just as an example, if I said Kevin Federline and Justin Timberlake, the answer would be
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Exactly.
Okay.
Good. So we're going to take alternating turns. And if you don't know the answer, the other person will get a chance to answer it correctly.
Are there any times there's more than one correct answer?
There is one. Like, there is one in which there is. Okay. Yeah. There is.
And you'll accept either answer in that case.
Yeah.
Or both. Exactly.
Or both. You can
hit
a home run and give me both.
I feel like you're going to do so much better at this game than I am. Like, I'm so bad at remembering who people dated.
Depends on like which route we're going. Okay. I guess with the celebrities, I guess we'll see. Okay.
All right, Jordana, since expectations are heavy on you, we're going to start with you.
It's a lot of pressure.
All right, first up, our first 2 celebrities, Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Orlando Bloom.
That is incorrect, Sammy.
Oh, sorry. It's not my turn.
Also not your turn.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, now you know it's not him.
No, I know it's not him. Okay. Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. Who's Katy Perry dated? Taylor Swift has dated everyone, so that's like tough. Harry Styles?
That is incorrect, but it is a musician. Sammy, goes to you.
John Mayer?
That is correct. Oh, well done. Sammy gets the point.
I did not know that after having two people whittled out. Oh, yeah. She did date John Mayer. Yeah, that was a long time
ago. They dated. All right. So the bonus trivia question is name this song. I'm going to say a couple lyrics and you're going to have to say what song it is. And if you want love, we'll make it. Swim in
your body is a wonderland.
That is correct, Sammy. All well right. done.
I'm confused. Does Sammy get the first go at every question? It took me a second.
Was there turns? Okay, just yeah.
Fine. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
All right.
Yeah. The stakes are low.
Sammy, this time it is your turn to answer. So. All right. The two celebrities are Selena Gomez and Bella Hadid.
Oh, come on.
The Weeknd.
She gets the easy one.
That is correct. It was The Weeknd. And the bonus question is, what city was The Weeknd born in?
I don't know. Jordana, do you know?
I feel like somewhere in like, I have no idea, actually. Canada?
It
somewhere
is Canada. Canada. Which somewhere city? Somewhere in
Canada. Montreal?
That is incorrect. The correct city was Toronto.
It was one of the other.
Yeah. I assumed it wasn't some random city in
It could
in
have
Canada.
Been Vancouver.
Could have been.
How did I know The Weeknd was Canadian? I'm impressed.
He gives Canadian like vibes.
Energy? Yeah, he does give Canadian energy.
Yeah.
All right, Jordana,
well,
back
I'm
to
Canadian,
you.
So I would know. Half Canadian.
The two celebrities are Joe Jonas and Zayn Malik.
Is this me or Jordana?
That's Jordana.
I think it's me.
Oh,
I think the only person that I know that Zayn has dated is Gigi Hadid.
That is correct. Well done.
So
Jordana.
It must be Gigi Hadid by process of elimination.
It is Gigi Hadid. And the bonus trivia question is, for which music festival did Gigi Hadid film a promo video for?
Oh, Fyre Festival.
That is correct. Infamously, yes. Fyre
Festival.
These
are easy.
Wait, who was the other? I even forgot who the other guy was besides Zayn.
Joe Jonas.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right, Sammy, back to you. The two celebrities are Nick Cannon and Nick Lachey.
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, I think
it's not her. Jessica Simpson.
I think I know.
I don't know.
Is it Mariah Carey?
That is incorrect. Any other guesses?
Oh, who's
he dating now?
Maria Menounos?
No.
No, that's not her name. That's not her name. Vanessa Lachey.
It's a pretty big name.
I don't know.
Wait, okay. Yeah. Wait, remind me who the people are.
Nick Cannon.
Okay.
And Nick Lachey.
I don't know.
We don't know.
It's Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
wow. I didn't know that either of those people dated Kim Kardashian.
That was not in my head.
When did Nick Cannon date Kim Kardashian?
Apparently, it was one of her first relationships. And
interesting.
He accused her of trying to use her to get like famous. But
Shocker. Anyway. I wonder. No one
Celebrity
could believe
drama.
That.
I believe it.
Okay. Sammy, bonus question. Before she became famous, Kim worked as an assistant for which celebrity star?
Paris Hilton.
That is correct.
I mean,
we keep getting. I think it's pretty equally easy.
I think, yeah. Some of them are easy. Some of them are hard. They're kind of random. All right, this one might be a little hard. I'm sorry, Jordana, but here we go. Laura Dern and Angelina Jolie.
I think I know. Is it Brad Pitt?
Incorrect.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn, Sammy.
Billy Bob Thornton.
That is correct. Well done. Good guess.
That's the only other person who I know that Angelina Jolie dated. And I know she had a vial of his blood and like all that shit.
I'm surprised that Laura Dern dated him also. I feel like
I don't know. They've both been in the game for a while. So it's like, you know,
passive cross. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Jordana, this is he's a pretty obscure guy. So this question is pretty easy. Name one movie that he's appeared on.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Men in Black. Was that, no, that's someone else. That's someone else.
I don't think so.
Monsters Ball.
That's correct. Well, he's in Monsters Ball. Well done.
I was going to say Armageddon.
That's true. He's in that as well. Yeah. He's also in Bad Santa.
Yeah.
The star of Bad Santa. He's had an interesting career.
Yeah, he has.
All right, Sammy, back to you. Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff.
Oh, come on.
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter.
And that was like the only thing in the news in 2006, I feel like.
Have you guys followed Aaron Carter's life
at all? I've seen it devolve a lot.
Yeah, it's he has tattoos on his face now. Apparently he has an OnlyFans.
It hasn't been great.
It hasn't been great.
I can't believe he ever dated Hilary Duff, but I could sort of see the Lindsay Lohan thing.
He was a different person when he dated them.
That's true. But that must have been like his peak.
It was.
It's all been downhill from there.
Yeah.
So the bonus question, I really couldn't find much about this guy, but who did he date first? Was it Lindsay Lohan or Hilary Duff?
It was Hilary.
It was Hilary Duff. Yeah.
Are we just shouting or were you? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it was
my turn. Okay. Right, it was my turn.
The anarchy here.
Yeah, famously, they got into like Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff got into.
We're in the 2020 presidential debate here.
It was my turn.
All right, Jordana, we are back to you. Sammy has a bit of a lead, but nothing unsurmountable. Okay, it's anyone's game.
She always wins. Never, it's not fair.
All right, Jordana, Ariana Grande,
a really good test taker, Jordana,
and Kate Beckinsale.
Ariana Grande and Kate Beckinsale. Oh, Pete Davidson.
That is correct. Okay. Well,
that was an easy
done one.
Yes, that's fair.
We talked about it on this very podcast.
Well, I remember their engagement was like big deal too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they broke up because, well, people say it's because when Mac Miller died, he was kind of not super supportive.
I feel like they got engaged very quick and that would have fizzled anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
She really invented Pete Davidson, though. I do think that. Did she not?
She did.
Like, before she dated him, I don't think anyone really knew who he was. Or I didn't.
SNL either. People knew who he was.
I guess, but, like, that's a certain crew. She made him mainstream.
She did probably help him on his path to SNL, and the question is about that. So, in 2014, he became the youngest comedian ever to join the show. How old was he when he joined the show?
19.
Oh, so close.
Sammy, would you like to weigh in?
18.
Incorrect. 20. To you, Jordana. That 20. Is correct.
Okay. Yeah, I went. You went the wrong way.
He was 20 and the youngest guy ever. Okay, Sammy, we are back to you. Two celebrities are Taylor Lautner and Harry Styles.
Oh, come on.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it was Taylor Swift. Well done.
Yeah.
Bonus celebrity question. Who was Taylor Swift's first celebrity boyfriend?
Oh.
Was it Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
No. Although I did read that apparently Jake once spent $180,000 to fly Taylor Swift over to him and then broke up.
And then dumped
her over text.
As it says in the song, right?
Or something. Right, right.
Her first celebrity boyfriend, was it John Mayer?
Incorrect. Jordana.
Shit. Who is she dated? Let me think. Was it Taylor Lautner?
No, incorrect. This was in 2008. So long time ago. Also a member of a band, a musician.
Joe Jonas?
That is correct, Jordana. Yeah. It was Joe Jonas, yeah.
Damn.
And he apparently inspired the songs Last Kiss and Forever and Always from Taylor Swift's, one of her first albums.
Interesting. Okay.
From Fearless.
Not from Red?
Yeah. Yep.
I should get a point for knowing that.
You don't need any help, Sammy.
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay.
That's what she said I would win to disarm me.
No, I didn't. I really thought you would like know every celebrity that dated.
I don't know like musicians that well and what they're doing. Anyway.
Right. So Sammy's only 2 points ahead. So it truly is anyone's game. There's two questions left. And Jordana, this next one is the Daily Double.
Okay.
Of there's two she correct answers to this one. So you could tie the game right here.
Oh, I have to guess them both. Okay.
Yeah. So the celebrities are Cameron Diaz and Kate Hudson.
Benji Madden or whatever the fuck his name is.
That is incorrect.
Something Madden?
No.
One of the brothers?
No Madden here.
Damn, I don't know. She's dated everyone, Kate Hudson.
Josh Duhamel? No, she hasn't dated him. I don't really know who Kate Hudson is. Who is one person Kate Hudson has even
I can't
dated?
Even think of anyone.
Yes, Abby, you can jump in here if you have any thoughts.
I don't have any thoughts.
Who has Cameron Diaz dated? Didn't she date?
Okay,
Did
I'll give you.
She date John Mayer?
That is maybe, but not the answer. I'll give you a hint for both of them. One of them is a baseball player, and the other one is a musician turned actor, turned musician.
A-Rod?
That is correct. That's one of them.
Okay. I really didn't know either of them dated him.
But I was like, is it A-Rod or Derek Jeter?
He's like the baseball player musician. That I feel like would date everyone. Okay.
Musician.
So A-Rod and then musician turned actor turned musician.
Turned musician.
Oh, is it like Jared Leto?
Incorrect. Good guess, though.
I have no guesses.
It was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, wouldn't have ever thought.
I do not remember Justin. I remember Justin Timberlake and Cameron Diaz dating like right before he dated Jessica Biel. But I don't remember Kate Hudson ever dating Justin Timberlake. Must have been short lived.
Yeah, apparently they both kind of like switched off who they were dating, but they remained friends through it all. So apparently it was all a big laugh for them. Good for them.
How did I forget that Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake were a thing?
I totally forgot. And I also forgot that Kate Hudson and Justin Timberlake were a thing.
I didn't even ever know. That to me is not surprising. I don't think I ever knew that. Like,
I don't think I ever knew that either. We got to look up Kate Hudson's dating
history. So Sammy kind of wins by default, but let's do the last one.
No, I mean, she's only ahead by one, but if she doesn't get this, you could steal it, Jordana. Oh,
okay.
It truly is. Going into the last question.
I could try. Okay.
It's anyone's game. All right.
Okay.
The question is
fucking up the curve. Sorry.
Joe Jonas and Mike Johnson.
Oh,
Demi Lovato.
That is correct, Sammy. Okay. Well done.
Sammy wins.
Sammy does win. But I'll give you the trivia question just for fun. For what talent show did Demi serve as a judge for?
The Voice.
The Voice.
Incorrect.
American Idol.
Nope.
Yeah, America's Got Talent?
Nope.
Okay, just... I don't know.
It was X Factor.
Oh, God. Oh, the oldest
is that one still on?
I think it's still on, yeah. I don't watch it, but...
I feel like I need to go do some, like, pop culture research, like, whatever the people on Jeopardy do for, like, real facts.
Sammy, congratulations. You are the winner of Oops, I Dated Again. Jordana, you were very close.
This is like my wheelhouse. This is so embarrassing.
It's only 2 points away. It was a very close game, but Sammy did take the edge.
It happens.
Okay.
It's okay.
Fine. I'll let it go.
All right.
This was like a good level of challenging, though.
Yeah, this was the perfect level of challenging because it's like you didn't know every single one, but a lot of them you did know.
Awesome. Well, that was fun.
That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. Don't forget, new episodes come out every Thursday.
Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple or Spotify. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Dana Samuel. Editing by Sean Kilby and Stacey Wong. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com. Betches.